Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm George from Ireland. It's about perhaps the most notorious thief in the United Kingdom, Angela Rayner. Always was a thief, told us how she used to steal a lot. I would say as a schoolgirl, but she wasn't at school for very long, so more like a teenager. Anyway, so, but she hasn't stopped her thievery. So, obviously, living on public handouts, on benefits, and stuff like that. And then public handouts to this day, being paid for. As a politician, and indeed living in free accommodation. The woman who says that property is sort of unaffordable for people, why don't you just live in one, not three? Goodness. She could have put asylum seekers into that Admiralty flat or homeless people, but no, she kept it for herself, and no need for her to buy that whole flat. What's that to, I mean, don't doubt her legal right to buy it, but if you really want to avoid driving up prices, don't purchase it. But anyway, this is primarily about perhaps the most disgustful thing of all, and that is stealing from one's own child. So going back to her Ashton-under-Lyne constituency, near Manchester. So that house, what was going on there? The house is overvalued. The house somehow shot up £162,000 in value. Very, very fishy. And it became the most expensive house on the street. I mean, twice the value of every other house on the street. Now, admittedly, it's got four bedrooms. Maybe some have got three, only two. I don't know the dimensions of it. Does it have a drive where some don't? Does it have a garden of a certain size? Okay, it might be Victorian as opposed to 1950s of the architecture. I'm not what the sure what the other particulars are. Are they all ensuite bathrooms? So there could be reasons why houses on the same street can have radically dissimilar values. But you can on Street View see these houses, and it's not that different from the majority of them. And I know that markets have flexibility. There are, what's the word? There's cross elasticity between them, between hats, flowers at house. Flats and houses in this town and houses in the nearby village and so forth, and things go up and down with the economic cycle. So I know it's not an exact science, but let's say a house is worth 5 million, so they devalue it, and you valued it at 5.1 million. That could be in the margin of error. At 5.5 million, that could be in the margin of error. But like 7 million would not. At that point, it's fraud. It's so far out, and two honest expert people valuing it could have a similar thing. I know when a friend was trying to sell a car, and she asked for quotes. And what fascinated me is the three quotes for the car were all very similar, 14 grand, 14.5 grand, and 16 grand, something like that. But maybe there's maybe with cars there's a greater precision in the value than there is in these accommodations. So this residential property in Ashton-under-Lyne, how she's disgraced herself and her party. And there's a week of harmful headlines that she generated, and she has previous on this one lying about where her home was, when she exercised her right to buy, her Maggie Thatcher right to buy, who's obviously a hate figure for her, when actually she wasn't living in that, and loads of things, and claiming that Ashton-under-Lyne was her home, except then that Hove was her home at the same time. I mean, you can't have two major domiciles at the same time for every purpose, for every bank statement. It was going to Ashton-under-Lyne. But then she was registered to vote in three different places. The woman who was meant to be in charge of electoral probity, you see how dishonest and hypocritical it is. So it was just nauseating. But here she was stealing from her son. So her child was born in 2008, very premature. The poor boy is severely disabled, is blind, and so on, especially adapted house. So it goes on and on and on about that to misdirect us from her own skullduggery, her nefarious deeds. To generate sympathy. And of course, I feel sorry for a child who's disabled. I feel sorry for a mother, father with a disabled child. I mean, these disabled people, obviously, they deserve compassion. They're human beings, they're good people. I don't want to be patronizing towards them. They can still achieve a lot, but obviously, life's not easy for them. Anyway, so this trust, using the compensation from the hospital because the National Health Service messed up somehow, which contributed to his condition. Anyway, so the value of the property shot up £162,000 compared to their neighbours. So, and then the lawyer says it's a mistake. Well, where did they get information from her? I mean, that's a massive mistake. Why not they're paying compensation to her? Why are people not struck off by getting it so badly wrong? And there comes a point when it can be just fraud, by, and I know someone who's charged with fraud with regard to overestimating the value of something. He went on trial for that, had to wait about a year on bail. He was acquitted, but it wrecked his life. He never got his job back. His reputation never recovered. So it goes on. So then she sold her share of the house, the family trust. But as she'd hugely inflated it, she got way more money than she should have. And therefore, her boy is left with something less valuable than what he paid for it. Should he at any point attempt to sell that house, he'll get way less than he thought he was going to get. He's been ripped off the tune of £162,000. Wow. Wow. Angela Rayner, already a rich woman, as Deputy Prime Minister, what was her salary? Was something like £150,000. Way, way higher than most people, you know? So almost like 8 times the minimum wage or something. It's about 4 times the annual salary or something. And she's going to steal from her own child of all people. Wow. It's just revolting. Because as well as being able to see, I'm trying to how to put this courteously. He's got very complex learning needs. Okay. And so it goes on. So she's obviously defrauded her child. Goodness. And then Andy Burnham, and people say he's limbering up to try and be Labour leader eventually, he sprung to her defence by playing the class card, right? And saying, oh, it's because she's working class. No, it's because she lied and she stole and she underpaid a stamp duty by £40,000. This has got nothing to do with being upper class, middle class, or working class. I mean, the only one who's mentioned social class in this is her, as though that's some sort of shield that stealing is all right. I mean, she's not working class anymore. I mean, she's sort of underclass in terms of education, but she was very, very powerful politically. And look at her fat salary. Or it's because she's a woman. Well, that's nothing to do with it. Sorry, women have to pay tax just the same as men. And people say, well, Nigel Farage takes tax advice. Yeah, he does. And nobody doubts that what he's done is lawful. So he's tried to minimize his tax liability. But he wants to reduce taxes. Labour doesn't. And the other dodgy thing is she hugely inflated the value of the house, but just below a certain threshold for another tax. And so it's all very cunning. But anyway, she's been hoisted on her own petard. It is delicious to see her income's gone down £67,000 a year. She's very risky. Will she ever get back to the cabinet? Now she has to pay that 40,000 quid stamp duty plus a £50,000 fine. Ha ha ha. She's gonna have to sell that house and home. She can't afford to maintain it. And we know that she's dodgy and shameful before, accepting these freebies, the clothes. A rich woman who's too tight-fisted to pay for her own clothes is like the Duchess of York. And so we go on. So thief Angela Rayner from a thieving party. So how could it possibly be a mistake on that level? So it was a connected party transaction, yeah. Which makes it all the more dodgy. She had a 25 percent stake in the house, and that's what she sold it to. Well, how despicable, how shameful, but I'm sorry to say, just unsurprising. All right, so what do you think? Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then any PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.